Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's not a long survey, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
I'm sorry, ma'am, you said it's a survey?
Yes, it's basically about politics, and we are not affiliated with any party or anyone. It's just to know what you think.
And how many questions is it?
Well, it's going to take around 7 to 10 minutes. I can make it quick.
Okay, that's fine.
That's okay. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
That's okay. Are you in a place where you can talk safely right now?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's great. And just to be sure we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
I'm sorry?
Just to be sure we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes.
African American.
That's great. And what is your age?
No, I'm not sharing that.
That's okay. Thank you. And first of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Very likely.
Okay, that's great. And now please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
I'll give it half or 5.
That's okay. And what is the reason why you would rate it like that?
That's the way the world is right now.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
About the decision that I have to make between the two?
Basically about, like, how the country is going, like, generally speaking, the direction.
The direction, it could be better. I would say probably just dissatisfied.
And that's okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I do approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
I just somewhat approve.
That's okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Don't have an answer for that one, sorry.
That's okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for the Congress and President. For each, please rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not important for you, 5 means that it is somewhat important, and 10 means that it is really important. So the first one says, stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
Very important.
Okay. Next we have passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
9.
Great. Next, we have protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Great.
Great. Next, it says, investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead services pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
10.
Next, we have making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
Investing in childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
10.
And the last one for this list says, strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
5.
Great. Thank you. Now it says, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be the most about? So I'm going to read you a list and you can choose one or two options. The first one says, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making changes with the first woman of color president, or stopping our hand fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back?
I would say making history, also abortion,
That's okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, which is basically the same. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you don't feel anything in particular. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And if you've never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Michelle Obama.
100.
Next, we have Joe Biden.
80.
Thank you. Next, we have Donald Trump.
0.
Next is Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you. Next, we have J.D. Vance. Sorry?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. Next, we have Jill Stein.
Again, don't know.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Nope.
And lastly, we have the Republicans in Congress in general.
I mean, Congress is a bunch of people. How would I know all of them?
So would you say no opinion?
No opinion.
That's okay. And now we're halfway through. It says, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Don't know either, so.
That's okay. And as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. So now I would like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me if you strongly agree, if you somewhat agree, if you somewhat disagree, or if you strongly disagree. So it's only two, and the first one says, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles for working people.
Strongly agree.
And the second one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
It says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
Agree.
Okay. That's great. Would you say you strongly or somewhat?
No, just somewhat.
That's okay. Next, I'd like to read you what issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues. The options are Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. So it's 4, and the first one says, mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness.
Kamala Harris.
Would you say somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Next, we have increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you.
Much better. Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Next, we have tackling inflation and growing the economy.
Kamala Harris.
Next, we have racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
I'm sorry?
Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris.
And the last one for this list says rising crime and violence.
Is that what you're saying, man?
It's racing, crime, and violence. Like, who would deal with it better?
Come here.
It's okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. It's basically the same. 0 means that it is not convincing at all. 5 means that it is somewhat convincing. And 10 means that it is very convincing. It's only 2 statements. So the first one says, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the second one says, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. We're also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security.
About 8.
Great. Thank you. And next it says, sometimes over the course of a survey, some people may change their minds. So let me ask you again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
About 8.
That's okay. And I'm going to read you a list of site apps, of sites and apps for each. Tell me whether you have used them in the past few days. So the first one is Instagram.
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Twitter?
No.
No? And TikTok?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now we're almost done. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Why does that matter? Don't mind me asking.
You could also say that, like, you could also mark it as don't know or refuse. Is that okay?
Refuse.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Still can choose it.
Again, refuse.
That's okay. Next one says, do you have any children, 18 of age or younger, living in your household? You can also refuse it.
Refuse.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban.
That's okay. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Is it twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
That's okay. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you an employee? Are you retired, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
I am employed.
That's okay. Then that's it for the survey. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.